You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with AJ Kumaran, president at Gourmet Gulf, a Dubai-based restaurant company that is bringing popular Western and Arabic food and beverage brands to the Middle East. AJ, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio, coming to us from Dubai this morning.
Hey Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. So I understand a new joint venture is in the works. What will be the name of the new firm?
Well, the name is still the same, Eric. It is Gourmet Gulf Limited Liability Corporation, Gourmet Gulf LLC. And we are based out of Dubai here, and we'll continue to operate out of Dubai as our headquarters for all our operations.
So how do you think that the new joint venture will help Gourmet Gulf achieve its strategic vision?
Eric, Gourmet Gulf, we've been in the business for about 7 years now, founded by our chairman founder, Sami Dawood. And Dawood Arabian Trading used to own Gourmet Gulf. And about a month ago, we have joined hands with Majid Al Futtaim Ventures, and they are the largest retail developer in the Middle East region. And they've joined hands with us in the business and taken a 50% stake in the business to be probably the most sought-out F&B operator in the Middle East. As you would know, there are a lot of F&B operators in the space here, but the challenge in the space here becomes really real estate. And with a partnership with a retailer like Majid Al Futtaim would allow us to have that upper hand over the rest of the operators in the business here.
And what is your shared vision for value creation?
Well, as always, you know, we will be only an F&B-focused business. We will never branch out into other entities and other things like that. So we'll be very focused. So the opportunity is that we could add more brands, and we could be in every major development across the Middle East, North Africa region. And our partners and operators of large chains from places like the U.S., U.K., et cetera, they will have an opportunity to enter the market where the major growth is happening across the world now.
Today we're joined by AJ Kumaran, president at Gourmet Gulf, a Dubai-based restaurant company that is bringing popular Western and Arabic food and beverage brands to the Middle East here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. AJ, what are some short and long-term goals for Gourmet Gulf and its brands as part of the joint venture?
Well, our short-term goal is to continue on our exponential growth plan that we have been on. We are scheduled to open about a dozen more units over the next 6 months, and we remain focused on that. We are in the final stages of adding three new brands to our portfolio. We still haven't disclosed the names as of yet, but they will join our company in the next 30 to 60 days. So we will be developing those brands in near term. So by 2014, you should see three more brands in the portfolio, about a dozen more restaurants, and we will continue our growth.
What is the firm's primary reason for a joint venture? Is it acquiring talent, increasing profits, and expanding services or geographic coverage, or is it all of the above?
Well, it's fundamentally really acquiring quality real estate or expanding our geographic coverage. That will be the fundamental benefit from this joint venture. Once again, you know, Majid Al Futtaim is the largest retail operator across the Middle East, North Africa region. So joining hands with them gives us that premium access to all quality real estate all across the region here. So that would be the biggest benefit from the joint venture.
Sounds good. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also see what's going on with Gourmet Gulf online?
We keep our website always updated. They could see that on www.gourmetgulf.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, what would be your secret to having business success for the listeners listening in?
I think it is focus, you know. Like for us in Gourmet Golf, we are a F&B-focused operator. We are not taking F&B as one of the things that we do. We focus on one thing and one thing only. And we always say F&B is our business and our only business. So that to me, is the key to success, is to have, unwavered focus.
I like that. We can take it and run with it. He is AJ Kumaran, president at Gourmet Golf, a Dubai-based restaurant company that is bringing popular Western and Arabic food and beverage brands to the Middle East. And the website of reference, once again, is gourmetgolf.com. AJ, certainly has been a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.